Commentator Brooks Smith continues to rediscover Richmond's performing arts history. Brooks, you've covered quite a range of activities in your commentaries this year.
That's right. The research took me as far back as the very first Fine Arts Academy in America, right here in Richmond in the late 1700s, to radio greats like Harvey Hudson, who sadly just passed away last week after a remarkable 70-year run in broadcasting.
One day we talked about the Old Dominion Barn Dance, which has a lot of fond memories for a lot of Richmonders. And today you have a sequel.
I do. And let me back up a moment. You know, in Richmond, it seems like there's plenty of predecessors. I did a piece on June Jubilee, which claimed to be the very first downtown performing arts festival, only to find that in 1900 we had something called the Great Free Street Fair, which also claimed to be the very first downtown performing arts festival. Haven't ever tackled a sequel, but this is the day. You mentioned Old Dominion Barn Dance, Sunshine Sue. It was a very popular old-time hillbilly review back in the 40s and early 50s. They broadcast live from the Lyric Theater, 9th and Broad. And it's, despite an amazingly short duration, it had such a legacy here in Richmond and beyond. It, by many accounts, rivaled the Grand Ole Opry. So what I did not know was that there was a sequel called the New Dominion Barn Dance.
Well, how did you find out about it?
This is fun for me as a radio personality to hear from listeners. And after the Old Dominion Barn Dance piece, I got a call from a fellow who said, "You didn't talk about my mom." And I said, "Well, shoot, who's your mom?" And his mom is Irene Lancaster Parks, better known back in the day as Irene Lancaster. And she was part of the house band that played at the New Dominion Barn Dance in the 50s and early 60s. House band was called the Country Cavaliers, which was quite popular locally. And so the more I learned about this New Dominion Barn Dance revival, the more I realized I needed to share it with the audience. It lasted about 10 years. It was headed up by a fellow named Carlton Haney, who had been recruited to Richmond to try to breathe some fresh air into this review. And his theory of success was to book artists with sufficient name recognition to draw a crowd. They had some incredible artists perform over the decade run of the New Dominion Barn Dance, including Johnny Cash, June Carter, and a young Willie Nelson, who at that time was a bass player for Ray Price. Now, they played after the Lyric had been torn down.
So where did they perform?
They moved the review over to the Bellevue Theater on the north side. And apparently had the same stage backdrop as the Old Dominion Barn Dance, just obviously a different kind of performance hall. The Country Cavaliers, this house band, went on to play TV. They played WXEX, which was the predecessor to what we now know as Channel 8.
Right.
They did that for about 5 years, and they also cut an album, which we can sample a little bit later.
So how long did it last, and what finally caused the demise?
Well, it lasted from 57 until the late 60s, and I wish I could tell you what caused its demise. I think that music had changed over the 60s. Of course, we had the advent of rock and roll. We had the beginning of the Woodstock generation, and country music has a loyal following, but some of those followers probably moved on to other genres of music.
I see. The New Dominion Barn Dance. Okay, well, as we sign off this morning, we'll play a little bit of that album you were talking about by the Country Cavaliers.
That's it.
All right.